neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
The whole structure of the Mishkan, the poles, the Kerashim, Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, teaching us that the whole pole, as it says, Atze Shitim Omedim. What's the Omedim? Of course they stand up, they're not lying down, they're standing upward. It teaches us that's the status of every human being. That means Keresh, that means pole. It could be Kesher or Sheker. What does it mean? That many times we are attached and many times we are in a state of falsehood. Keresh, Sheker. Kesher means join, to join, or falsehood. So how does Rabbi Baal Shem Tov learn from this concept of the poles? Because he teaches us shin as a letter, it could jump. It could be shin or sin. Maybe the term that could be used is a choice of a distorted option. What does it mean? Sometimes we chose shin. Sometimes we go sin. Sometimes we grab a mid. Sometimes we grab shaker. What does it mean? That means your status jumps, goes right or left. And they say he got up from the
right side.
They call it Dandeya Rast. But if he's Ahmud, that means he got up from Dandeya
Chap,
that is sin. That is Sheker. Sheker. What does it mean? Here the poles is teaching us that we are moody. You heard about this term? What does moody mean? It's like a shin and a sin. Sometimes in a good mood, sometimes you're on a
better
mood. Chazaka Baruch. Very nice. Yeah. Amen. But it's exactly the option of shin or sin. That means you could be joined, full of energy, full of spirit, or Hashem Yazor. Shila Malod Esayinai Arim. Happened to me a story about the person, he got a ride. It was a pouring rain. So he got in the car, and then it's, wow, wet. So he asked the driver, he says, where is the windshield wiper? He said, I got tired of it. I took it out. Sometimes it goes here, sometimes it's there. I took it out. I threw it away. It's a chacham. It's a chacham. So it moves here and there. And that's how it is. You know, sometimes you know, you see people going here and go over there. You go over there. And what do? You take it out, throw it away. But you're going to put your life in danger. No, give me a headache. Give me a headache. And that's how it is. You go to sin and then you go to shin. You go to sin, you go to shin. Why? Because that's how the challenge in life here is. You have to be a pole, a keresh, omedim. What does omedim mean? Omed, yatziv they call it. Cement proof. But if you let the status, the circumstances to put you through here and there, you're in a big problem. And it's not easy. Why? Because you let people affect you, cause you pain, make you unhappy. Why? Because you have expectation. You heard the story, there's an airline, it's a very, very cheap airline. You heard about it? No? I'll tell you now. Yeah. It's a very cheap airline. The seats are very, very close to each other. The cheapest airline you can imagine. So now, it's very interesting. When it lands, the stewardess come and say, we do exercise. So everybody gets up, says, hand up, hand down, sit down, like bend down, clean the floor up. Clean the floor. And everybody cleans the floor. Why? Because when you get into a cheap airline, do you have expectation?
No.
There is no expectation. You clean the floor. And everybody's very, very happy. And that's how the life here is. When you have expectation from people, people move. Ay, 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 ay. He's making noise. He left. He came. He came late. What is it to you? He runs his own life. He does whatever he wants. He's older than you. And now he's, he thinks at least he's much better than you. So now when you have expectation, you're in a big trouble. Why? Because exactly the story of the windshield wiper. He goes here, he goes there. He says, oh, chassi shodam, give me a headache, take it out. But that's not how it works. And that's what Rabbi Barashim Tzvi HaKadosh explains. Paul is a kesher, but if you're not careful, it's going to be shaker, it's going to destroy your life. Why? Because you let it. You let it. But it could have been kesher. No, I don't take it. No. Oh, you go all the way. Oh, smash it. And you destroy yourself. You destroy yourself. And you're going to be all your life on Dandy Chap. All your life. Day, night, midnight, you're going to be Dandy Chap and Dandy Chap.
Hold up, man.
Yeah. You're going to be Chappyholic. Yeah. And Hashem is like, you know, to be Aseh Shittim Omedim, Bezal Hashem. I'll say Dandy Rast, Bezal Hashem. It's going to be Yeshuot, it's going to be Yeshuot.
Koilan is Shomote, Halel Ko Haleluko, Koilan is Shomon, is Shomot Sheli. Koilani shomote, halel ko haleluko, koilani shomone shomosheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol Hanishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.